funny yes, move.
That reminds me.
What?
Hilarious.
What?
My fucking brother-in-law, Mina, he's Egyptian. He tried to make a meme. He made a meme during the Black Lives Matter, like when it started, and it was a picture of Jesus on the cross, and it said "All Lives Matter." It made no fucking sense. But he tried to make a meme of Jesus dying on the cross, and it said "All Lives Matter." He really made that.
Damn, he was on Microsoft Paint at 2 a.m. like, I'm about to change the fucking yes. world. And then the day it came out, it was a bunch of white dudes being like, All Lives Matter.
Dude, I got to show you this one.
Who has a bit about the guy with the All Lives Matter tattoo?
I think Pedro Salinas.
God, that was so
Another
funny.
Another former guest.
That was so funny to be like, no, it's just some guy got a tattoo like, All Life Matters.
He got it like 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. And now
oh,
it's just,
no. Because
totally
that was like an alt-right slogan.
Right. Oh, that's an alt-right slogan? All Lives Matter?
All Lives Matter. Because it was like, well, it was like Black Lives Matter. Then people were like, no, All Lives Matter. But
right.
it was like,
oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like a coalition of like Native Americans, Inuit. It was just
sure.
white dudes being like, All Lives Matter.
Okay. Well, while I
shut up.
Agree with like the sentiment, I don't align then, I guess, with the other belief systems that
yeah.
ushers in.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like technically, yeah, totally, All
yeah.
Lives Matter.
Fuck, I think he took it down.
Yeah, it was done in a mean way.
I got it.
God damn it. He just took it down. He had a meme up.
Oh, my
he had
God,
a fucking
dude.
Hilarious. He posted it on Facebook like last week. It said, the devil started laughing because he saw me with my head down. But then I lifted my head and said, amen.
Fucking right, dude.
It's like the dumbest shit I've ever heard. It's like the devil thought I was feeling bad.
Devil
he didn't know I was just praying.
The devil Woo. Did think he was fucking feeling bad, dude. He snuck up on him. He pulled his head up and said, amen.
Oh,
devil was
God.
Like, yeah.
The devil was like, oh no, Mina's praying. Fuck you, Mina.
Wow, why are you, why
no,
are you
I love
attacking
Mina.
Him?
I love Mina. Mina's the man.
You're attacking his core beliefs.
My brother-in-law is the man, dude.
He is the fucking man.
He's a good dude.
I love
dude.
Him. Every time I see him somewhere,
he
I'm
vapes,
like.
He vapes, dude. He vape lives.
He's a man, dude.
It's so funny. He's an Egyptian vapor, dude. One of my favorite things about him, he's a dork. He's a nice dork. He's a bit, well, he's just, he's not a dork. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, fucking dork. He's not out calling people faggots. I'm like, must be a dork. But when he moved to America, they didn't know. Their culture sucked so bad in Egypt that they didn't know girls wore pink.
Who wore pink back then? Just Cameron?
They just love colors, dude.
Oh, it was you didn't, he
Egypt.
Didn't know it was
in Egypt. They're like, it is a very beautiful color. For, it is a very beautiful. So he showed up like one of his first days of school in like a giant pink jacket. and he got on the wrong bus and went to a different school. And everyone was just like, who the fuck is this kid? Just some Egyptian in a pink jacket.
Yeah, well, what year was this? Hopefully he was close enough to the 80s that like it wasn't too weird.
It was probably early 90s. He's
yeah.
He's like, it probably was mid-90s.
Late
Ooh, 90s.
That's
he's my
tough.
Age.
That's
he's
tough.
Like our age.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah,
he's not old
He's like
at all.
31.
Oh, God. That's horrible,
Dude,
man.
He showed up in a pink jacket.
Because if he showed up in like Stranger Things era, people might be like, man, it's kind of
like,
cool.
Hello, I think I am at the wrong school. Like, who the fuck is this kid?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Oh,
so fucking funny. Just thinking of a little Egyptian kid showing up to America.
It's very vibrant.
It is a very vibrant color, very beautiful. Think of his mom, like, getting him dressed. Like, Mina, you have such a good day at school today. They will all love your jackets, your pink jacket.
When the girls see your brilliant dyes, they will flock. Only royalty can wear hyper pink. He rolled up there like fucking 2003 Cameron, dude.
He,
the
no,
pink laughing taffy.
Fucking Black Panther, dude. That's African royalty. That's Egyptian royalty. He showed up just like, I'm Black Panther. Everyone was like, beat it. You fucking tool. Now he's...
The idea of someone in the early 90s unknowingly wearing pink is the funniest
know,
fucking
just a
thing.
Little, nice little immigrant kid just standing at a bus stop.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
It's like when I saw that Mexican laborer wearing a shirt that said, I came, I saw, I partied. He worked all day. He's just this fat dude.
You almost picture that scene playing out kind of like split screen.
Oh.
And there's somebody like Shane at school. And he's just
oh,
like
yeah.
putting gum in people's hair. And this kid's just waiting for the school bus. And their lives are
finally they
irreparably
meet.
Coming together.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Predator vision, but can only see pink. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh man!
Stands up from
and just sees pink and puddles, and it's like. God damn it, that's funny.
Yeah, me having bully predator vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mina, what a great guy.
Oh, he's the best.
I really do. I do love the guy.
That's awesome. Well, someone got in hot water for that.